हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे, जय राधा मदन मोहन राधा मदन मोहन राधे। जय गिरिगोवर्धन जय गिरिगोवर्धन। जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय। जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 प्रभुपाद। जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टतर शत श्रीमद अभयचरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की, नमाचार्य श्रीलहरदास ठाकुर की, हरिनाम संकीर्तन की, श्रीमद्भागवत महापुराण की, समवेत गौरभक्त वृंद की, गौर प्रेमानंदे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्ता स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महाबदान्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्ण भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताक्षं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधाकांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna, I would like to welcome all of you for this Srimad Bhagavatam class today. Version of 22, na? Okay. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 7, Text number 22. This chapter is entitled "It's the sacrifice performed by Daksha." Tadupagatam alakshaha sarve suraganadayaha pranamehu sahasa uthaya brahmendra triksha nayakaha तमुपगतम आलक्ष्य सर्वे सूरगणादयः प्रणेमेहु सहस उत्थाय ब्रह्मेन्द्र तक्षनायकः। तमुपगतम आलक्ष्य सर्वे सूरगणादयः प्रणेमेहु सहस उत्थाय ब्रह्म इंद्र त्रैक्षनायकः।
Alaksha, Tamupagatam Alaksha, Sarve Suregana Dayaha, Sarve प्रणुपादकमालक्ष्य सर्वे सुन्दरनादय
माताजी ट्रांसलेशन परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस ए श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद श्री प्रभुपाद की तम हिम उपागतम अराइव्ड अलक्ष्य आफ्टर सीइंग सर्वे ऑल सुरगणा आदय द डेमिगॉड्स एंड अदर्स प्रणेमेहु ओवेसेंसेस सहसा इमीडिएटली उत्थाय After standing up, Brahma, Lord Brahma, Indra, Lord Indra, Triyaksha, Lord Shiva, who has three eyes, Nayakaha, led by. Translation. As soon as Lord Vishnu was visible, all the demigods, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, the Gandharvas and all present there, immediately offered their respectful obeisances by falling down straight before him. Purport. It appears that Lord Vishnu is the supreme Lord even of Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. What to speak of the demigods, Gandharvas and ordinary living entities. It is stated in a prayer, Yam Brahma Varuna Indra Rudra Marutaha. All the demigods worship Lord Vishnu. Similarly, dhyana avasthita tadgatena manasah pasyanti yam yoginah. Yogi concentrate their minds on the form of Lord Vishnu. Thus, Lord Vishnu is worshipable by all demigods, all Gandharvas, and even Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. Tad Vishnu parampadam sadapasyati surayah. Vishnu is therefore the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even though Lord Vishnu was previously referred to in prayers by Lord Brahma as the Supreme, when Lord Vishnu appeared, Shiva also fell prostrated before him to offer respectful obeisances. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. This is verse indicates that how Lord Vishnu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and when Lord Vishnu appeared in the Yajna for Daksha, everyone offered their respect, including Lord Brahma and Shiva. And this episode had started with the attitude of disrespect. Now it is going to end with the attitude of respect. And all whole things we have seen is in between disrespect till the respect. Many things has happened. And Lord appeared here in this yajna when Daksha accepted his mistake, repented for his mistake, he respected Lord Shiva, glorified Lord Shiva when he was offered the goat head. Through the goat head, he is glorified. But Daksha failed to glorify Lord Shiva with his human head. Therefore, having a human head is not important. You may have a goat head, But if the glorification is there, Godhead is also glorious. If you disrespect, then human head is also not glorious. Therefore, glorious thing is that we have to respect the devotees of the Lord Himself also. And one disrespect has created many problems. Now, Daksha offered his prayers to Lord Shiva, accepted his mistake, then everything is going to be solved. Then Lord Vishnu appeared in his yajna. Before that, he performed many yajna, many things happened, but Lord Vishnu is not appeared. So this indicates that Vishnu is pleased not by yajna, but something else, by our behavior and qualities. As Shyamananda Prabhu last class he said, growing in devotional service means what? Growing in height, growing in weight, but growing in devotional qualities, principle. This is called growth in devotional service. So we'll try to understand how these qualities are important, how these qualities are taken away by Maya, by different way. We'll try to understand this point. Today's in our presentation. Here I thought that ये दक्षो को बकरी हेड क्यों लगाए? उधर तो बाघ का भी सर मिलता था, सिंह का भी मिल पाता था, बिल्ली का भी मिल पाता था, चूहा का भी मिल सकता था. Why they exactly choose goat head, बकरी का? बकरी has a special feature. He has a beard. But he has no moustache. Moustache is the sign of pride. Moche is the sign of pride. Without moustache means in material sense, it is not a sign of pride. And Kshatriya, as a Kshatriya, they are exactly keeping moustache. And previously, he had his also moustache in his head. In head of the rat, there is a moustache. The head of the cat, there is a moustache. Head of the lion and a tiger, there is a moustache. But there is no moustache in Bakri. I think that they choose like that. Just to crush the pride of Daksha. Only beard is there. And Lord appeared by seeing the behavior of Daksha. Respectful behavior of Daksha to Lord Shiva. And this is very important. Once Prabhupada was moving in San Francisco in a morning work. And every day, many days he is moving. He saw a lady with a dog. Every day he is seeing. And while they are meeting each other, Prabhupada says, "Good morning. How are you?" And the lady smiled, went away. Like this, it is going on. One day, Aniruddha Prabhu, he was with Prabhupada, he asked, "Every day you are speaking, good morning, how are you? But you never say, Hare Krishna. Why?" Prabhupada said, "Exactly, I am respecting her so that she can respect a saintly person and be benefited. Therefore, respecting a saintly person is beneficial. Respecting the devotee is beneficial. Respecting God is beneficial. The offering obeisance is not a ritual. It helps to develop devotional quality. It helps to develop love of Godhead. Therefore, this is essential part of Vedic culture, Vedic system. Anywhere, in any system, any rituals, this respectful behavior is there. Because it helps to develop love and divine qualities in the heart of everyone." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu we have seen. He accepted the sannyas form. He decided to become sannyas. For what? So that others will respect him and be benefited. Therefore, this is one of the great attitude for all living entities, to offer obeisances and respect to especially devotees and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to develop divine qualities and attraction, love towards God. And Lord Vishnu appeared here after this, when he saw this attitude of Daksha. As last class, Gauranga Prabhu said, you can choose a life of ego or a life of humility. Ego-friendly life. He mentioned this point, I think. Ego-friendly life. So ego-friendly life is very difficult to sustain, and it is very difficult in that situation to be happy. But we have to live an eco-friendly life. Ego-friendly life means self-centered. Eco-friendly life means God-centered, nature-centered. So you are living your eco-friendly life. Nature is in center. But original nature is coming from God. Therefore, original eco-friendly life means a life centered with God. And this is Vedic culture. And when Prithu Maharaj accepted the order of Brahma and ready not to perform 100th Ashwamedh Yajna, he surrendered, accepted, showed his submission, then Lord Vishnu appeared there directly. Generally, Vishnu appears at the end of performance of Yajna. When a Yajna is performed perfectly, then Vishnu appears, if it is for Vishnu. But this Yajna is not still performed. It has not started. But Lord Vishnu appeared. And he appeared and he says, if a personality like you, who are so much advanced because of executing the instructions of the previous Acharya, is carried away by the influence of my material energy, then all your advancement may be considered simply a waste of time. Then he says, Varam chamat kanchana manava indra virnishyate ham gunasila yantrita naham makhavahi sulabhat tapobhi yogena vayat samachita vratti. My dear king, I am very captivated by your elevated qualities and excellent behavior. This is Prabhupada's translates it. My dear king, I am very captivated by your elevated qualities and excellent behavior. And thus, I am very favorable inclined towards you. You may therefore ask from me any benediction you like. One who does not possess elevated qualities and behavior cannot possibly achieve my favor. Simply by performance of sacrifices, severe austerities or mystic yoga. But I always remain equipoised in the heart of one who is also equipoised in all circumstances. This is one of the very nice sloka where he says, I favored that person who is elevated with a divine qualities and behavior, not by sacrifice and yajna. Therefore, human society is meant to perform this yajna of developing qualities and helping each other to develop such qualities so that Lord can appear. In Daksha Yajna, he appeared not due to yajna. When these qualities are shown, Lord Vishnu appeared. Similarly, in Prithu Maharaj Yajna, when these qualities are sought, Lord appeared. Similarly, in the heart of devotee, Lord can be appeared. You can be get mercy from Lord when you develop these qualities. Even Lord Krishna says to Devaki and Vasudev, in their previous life, when they performed austerity, Lord Vishnu appeared and he says, you performed very severe austerities, you tolerated scorching heat, you tolerated the severe cold, we tolerated your body without eating any food. You tolerated many adversities, many cyclones, tornadoes in your life while performing this austerity. But I appeared before you, I am ready to enter in your womb. I am ready to become your son because I have not seen any person in this world to have elevated qualities and behavior like you. Therefore, I want to be your son. He never said because you he glorified, you performed a great austerity. But the cause of his appearance, he says, because of your qualities, behavior. Therefore, this is a very important thing to protect and develop these qualities in our life. So this body is like a house, 9-gate house. And this, just as in a house, there is different pillars. Similarly, in this body, there are different big bones. They are like the pillars. And small bones, they are like the bricks. Through the bricks, generally, wall is created. Similarly, this body is created, different walls of this body, parts of the body is created by the bricks of bone. Just as there is cement. Similarly, there is cement inside the house, known as this body, is flesh. And there is different windows and doors, and there are 9 gates, as you know, 9 windows are there. Especially nose is like ventilation. And there is also telecommunication system. Inside the house, we have our communication system. Similarly, nervous system is there for telecommunication. And inside, generally, you are living in a scientific world. We are also having some mobiles. And especially MI mobile is famous in today's Indian society. And we have also our MI mobile, that is mind and intelligence, MI. And through that, we are exactly communicate with each other. And with this, within this house, you can say the stomach is the kitchen and the mouth is a grinder. It's like that. So in this house you are living, okay, well, very electricity is needed in a house. Without electricity, they cannot be, can't exist nowadays. And this electricity is generated from the heart. And the arteries are veins, are the electric wires. Through it, the blood flows, the energy flows. By which this body is electrified. Energy is there. Through which we are generally acting. So in this way, you can consider this house is a, this body is a house. Just as inside the house, the owner is there. Similarly, inside the house, the owner, the Supreme Personal Godhead, Lord Vishnu, as Paramatma, he is inside the house. And inside the house, the owner is there. At the same time, there are jewelries, there are diamonds, there are gold, there are silvers, and many other things are there. Similarly, inside the heart, God is there, and God has His divine qualities. And these qualities are jewelries, diamonds, pearls, silver, and gold, you can say. Just as there is a house with so many jewels, the house must be guarded by a person. And that person is called security guard, or chowkidar, you can say. Similarly, this body is a house, and this body is guarded by a chowkidar. And there is 9 gate in this body, but chowkidar is one. So in our premises, we have 1 gate and many chowkidars. But this body has 9 gates, but one chowkidar. And one chowkidar has to guard these 9 gates. It is essential. So recently, there was an incident. We took some furnitures from OPT. Gangayana Prabhu said, I have confirmed, I have already
talk with Sundar Keshav Prabhu, and he said, you can take. Then we generally loaded these furnitures in our vehicle and unload in Godam. After 4 or 5 days, again we loaded that furnitures and we went to transfer that furnitures to Palghar. We just came with all furnitures to the gate and there is Chowkidar. And that person said, you can't take this furnitures out of this premises. This is against the order of OPT department. We have already spoke with the OPT department. And then I called, they called me, I called. And I spoke with Sundar Keshav Prabhu. And then Sundar Keshav Prabhu gave mobile to Radhakund Prabhu. And Radhakund Prabhu said that you can't take all these things. We have to unload it again. Then I said, Gangan Prabhu has told me my authority. I have taken with the authority. Then he spoke with my authority. And Gangan Prabhu said, yes, yes, you can unload this again in that premises only. And we went there and unloaded all the furnitures, offer our obeisances. This is the power of a chowkidar. That I want to say, I want to show, that is the power of a chowkidar. He is a chowkidar, but he has the power to make the godown persons to bow down before everyone. Till the godam is created, godam never bow down before anyone. But recently, one chowkidar made us to bow down before Radhakund Prabhu. The Radhakund and Ganganayana Prabhu, we have to bathe in Ganga and Radhakund to be free from sin and to be free from the attachment in the with the material things. The point I want to say, this is the power of chowkidar. Similarly, the soul is the chowkidar inside our body. He is empowered by the Supreme Personality Godhead Krishna to protect these divine qualities in their behavior, to protect the devotional service, to protect the bhakti. Four things we have to protect: dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Everyone is interested to protect artha and kama. No one is interested in protecting dharma and moksha. Moksha means, in higher sense, it is bhakti. Therefore, we need to protect this both, moksha, bhakti, and dharma. And that protection power is given by Lord himself. We have that power. All the souls has this power to protect it. But we have to use our the free will. O chowkidar maan lo, us din. Theek hai, leke ja. So we can be succeed in our endeavor. But he has given the power, he used it. Therefore, we are unable to take out these furnitures outside the gate. Similarly, soul has that power, but we have to use it. This free will is there. Unless we lose our honor, no one can steal forcefully our honor. This is there. We have to lose. No one has the power to steal or destroy our honor. And that is exactly, real honor means to protect dharma, or live a life of dharma, live a life of righteousness, live a life of morality, live a life of character. This is the real things you can do in this world. The Niti Shastra says, very nice shloka is there. Asthiraha jivitam loke, asthiram dhanayovanam, asthiraha putradarakasa, dharma kirti doyam sthiram. It says, asthiraha jivitam loke. In this world, life is asthira, impermanent. In this world, dhana yovana, wealth and youth is impermanent. Asthiraha putra darakasa. In this world, children and wife, आर इम्परमानेंट. परमानेंट क्या है? धर्म कीर्ति द्वयम स्थिरम, रिलीजियन राइटियसनेस एंड कीर्ति फेम दे आर परमानेंट. एंड फेम इज अचीव्ड अक्वायर्ड बाय वन थिंग ओनली, बाय फॉलोइंग द प्रिंसिपल ऑफ राइटियसनेस. गौरांग प्रभु लास्ट रामनवमी क्लास ही सेड वेरी नाइस पॉइंट, द लॉर्ड राम हैज ए पावर टू ब्रेक द शिव धनुष, ही हैज दैट पावर. नो वन इन दिस वर्ल्ड हैज द पावर टू ब्रेक द शिव धनुष बट लॉर्ड राम डिड इट. बट ही हैज नो पावर टू ब्रेक द एटिकेट, टू ब्रेक the norms, to break the rules and regulations given in the society. After breaking this dhanush, when Vishwamitra said we have to marry with Sita, then Lord Ram says we have to spoke with my father Dasharath. You said see the dhanush, and I have seen it. For other things we have to get permission from my father. When Mother Sita sees this thing, she understood that Lord Ram has power. At the same time, he has another power, the power of submission. He has the power to break the strongest bow in this world, but he has no power to break the rules and regulations, etiquettes in his life. And that is his great power. In our case, it is ulta. You can't break any bow, but you can break rules and regulations. So breaking rules and regulation is not exactly power. Breaking rules and regulation means the negative qualities are breaking us. But use generally say out of ignorance, I broke the law, I broke the norms. But in reality, the norms, the negative qualities break us, break our divine attraction, faith and love towards Lord Ram, Lord Krishna. The point I want to say here that the soul has the power to protect this divine qualities. Or isliye we have to alert. The chokidar, the word chokidar came from the word chokkanna. You have to be alert to protect this divine qualities. And there are six Atangvadis. Six terrorists are there, always ready to destroy this divine qualities. And these six terrorists are lust, anger, greed, pride, envy, and illusion. And this text, six terrorists attacks with five bombs, five weapons, atom bombs you can say. And they are moving here and there throughout this world with these five bombs, that is Rupa, Gandha, Sabda, Rupa, Gandha, Sabda, Sparsa, Rasa. These five things, five bombs are there. With these bombs, generally, these five Atangvadis, terrorists, try to destroy the divine qualities, and the attraction, the faith, love towards God. And out of these five things, two are very powerful. One is Sabda and other is Rupa. Power of sound and power of beautiful form. They are these two big or more powerful weapons, bombs, through which these enemies are attacking every soul in this world. And due to this bomb blast, we are here in this material world. And we will continue to stay if you don't fight against these bombs. Therefore, we have to be very alert. Chokidar jab so jata hai, tab generally kya hota hai, ye sab karya ho sakta hai. Therefore, human form is given to be alert in order to protect these qualities. This is the duty of human form. Without this duty, human form is useless. Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Bhagavan Ki Jai. Therefore, this is one of the mission in human society. There was a police inspector, and he was very famous for catching thieves, terrorists. He is known for that. One day, he was sleeping in his own home. A thief entered in his home, and he plundered the whole jewels, diamonds, silvers, golden things, everything. He tried to take away. He has taken away. While he is doing all this thing, his wife saw, and he said, the thief entered into the home and he's taking everything from our house. Please get up, try to catch him, beat him. And the police officer, he said, now I am in leave. I can't do it. Main abhi chutti pe hoon, ye karya nahi kar sakta hoon. You can call the police station. So he has the power to protect, but he is thinking ki main abhi chutti pe hoon, main ye karya nahi kar sakta. Similarly, the human form specially is given with a duty to protect and develop this attraction, love towards God, and these qualities in order to serve God nicely, in order to grow in devotional service. But now, generally, people think this is not our duty. Our duty is to protect artha and kama, not dharma and moksha. Therefore, it is essential to protect these things. In Ramayana, if you see, the mother Kaikeyi, she is the personality who has seen Lord Ram face to face, who has touched Lord Ram with her hand, who has the opportunity to feed Lord by her hand, she has the opportunity to deal with the Lord. She has the opportunity to talk with the Lord. She experienced the fully personality of Supreme Person by her own senses for 23 years. But she failed to protect these qualities of attraction towards Lord when she was informed, she was told, or she was, we can say, when her mind is deviated by the information of mantra. Gaurang Prabhu last time in Goa, in Ramnavami class, he said, Ayodhya is a place where Dasarath Maharaj ruled for 60,000 years. But no armor of this world, no armor of this world is able to destroy or defeat Ayodhya. But one rumor has the power to destroy the whole Ayodhya. Therefore, armors are not powerful things, but the rumors are the more powerful things in this world. By this rumor, we destroy our devotional attraction, faith, and qualities. And this is the real destruction of human society. Destruction of buildings is not the destruction of human society, human life. But destruction of attraction for Krishna, and destruction of divine qualities are the real destruction for human society. Therefore, armor has no power, but rumor has the power. Be careful for blaspheming devotees, criticizing devotees. These are the things for which we have to be alert. This is the job of a chowkidar. As a chowkidar, we should be very chokkanna to protect these qualities. Because Kaikeyi, she has the experience, but she failed. The point I want to say that, Gaurang Prabhu said this point, that we have also worshipping deity. You may worship for many years, But one rumor, one mistake, because of mind, you can be deviated from devotional service. Kaikeyi see Lord Ram, but after hearing mantra, she want to see Lord Ram. Kaikeyi touched Lord Ram, but after hearing mantra, she want to touch Lord Ram. Kaikeyi experienced Lord Ram, but after hearing mantra, she want to exile Lord Ram. This is a complete change in her mentality because of this negative vibration. One negative vibration has a such power, negative information has a such power that can pollute the heart of a great devotee like Kaikeyi. Yes, in broader sense we can say it is divine plan, all this thing. But the point here for us to learn that one drop of negative information has the power to destroy 1,000 positive attitude in our heart. That is, you can learn from this episode. Power of negativity in this world is very, very strong. You may take it is its negative information as a normal thing in this world, but the whole world is in chaos because of this one thing, that people are exposed more and more towards negative information. We have poison, we have milk. If you add one drop of poison in 1,000 liter of milk, the whole milk will be transformed into poison. But if you add one drop of milk in 1,000 liter of poison, that poison is not going to become milk. That will remain poison only. Why it happens? According to mathematical calculation, one drop poison can transform 1,000 milk into poison. Similarly, one drop poison should transform 1,000 poison into milk. But it is not happening. Why? This shows the power of negativity in this world. Negative energy has very, very, very high power. One drop can destroy us. One drop can degrade us. One drop can diminish our attraction towards Krishna. Can destroy all these divine qualities. This is the power of one drop. Therefore, in Vedic society, association of sadhu is given more importance because of this reason. Because people will be always in positive sound vibration. The whole Ramayana, Mahabharata, and Srimad Bhagavatam, all these Vedic scriptures are designed in such a way so that people get positive sound vibration continuously. In that way, they can live a life of peace in this world. At the same time, they can be elevated to the spiritual world. Therefore, this negative information has such power, and we have to protect ourselves from this negative information. And in case of in Srimad Bhagavatam also we see that Ajamil, he has all good qualities, but when he saw a negative form, his mentality was changed, and he lived a life of pain and sinful life because of just for one momentary attraction. Therefore, this negative energy has power to change our devotional mentality into a demoniac mentality. Therefore, we have to be very alert, and this is the job of a chowkidar. We should be very chokkarna or alert to protect these qualities. And in this way, you can grow in our devotional life.
Here we see Daksha. For Daksha, the mind became Mandhara. Mind's sound vibration polluted his consciousness. But after many problems happened, and then by the mercy of Krishna or mercy of Lord Shiva, he could understand that I have performed a mistake. That doing a mistake is not a problem. As Gaur Gopala Prabhu says, galti karna prakruti. Ye galti karna prakruti hota hai, ho hi jata hai. Jab galti karna prakruti hai, accept kar dena sanskruti. Aur accept karke sudhar jana pragati. Aur accept nahi karna aur nahi sudharna, ye kya hai? Durgati. The point here that Daksha is very fortunate, he accepted it and changed. Similarly, we may do some mistakes, but we should always ready to accept and for reformation. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavata Mahapurana ki.